春年华，
伴我飞翔。
青少年之声
Voice of Youth。
大家好，欢迎来到青少年之声。这个节目的宗旨是使全社会共同关注有关青少年的话题，并且鼓励青少年参加有益的社会活动。
Hi everyone, welcome to Voice of Youth. The Voice of Youth radio program is dedicated to bringing community awareness to issues that impact youth and encouraging youth involvement in our community.
咱们的主持人是 Harry 和 John.
I'm Heng Ying.
And I'm John.
这次采访的对象是 Andy Huang, 是正在哥伦比亚大学经济学系就读的特长学生、游泳运动员。他从11岁时开始游泳竞赛。以前既有参加校游泳队的经历，也曾在校外的俱乐部训练，现在代表大学的泳队训练和比赛。
Thank you for your time, and we welcome you to our radio broadcast.
Thanks for having me.
So, for our first question, what motivated you to become a swimmer?
记者首先问安迪，是什么原因使他成为游泳运动员？
I think when I was 7 or 8, my parents first put me in a swim lessons. I think that's a natural place where a lot of people start.
安迪说他七岁的时候父母给他报了游泳班，后来他级别越来越高，被选进了游泳竞赛队。记者想了解一下安迪给游泳新学员的建议。
It took me a while to get used to swimming, and it took me a while to really sort of discover that it became like it as one of my passions. So I think that it takes some time to get used to, and it takes a bit of dedication as well. So try to do your best to stick with it.And that's probably the best advice I can give for now.
Andy 觉得坚持是最重要的。他说有些游泳有天赋的人开始尝试游泳，但是觉得自己练不好，所以就放弃了。他建议新学员多探索一下，因为不喜欢训练的原因不一定是不擅长运动。他说自己也是用了些时间才喜欢上游泳的。
Yeah, that's really insightful.I really like how you include all the sports and how you tell your own life story. And was there anything that hindered your motivation to swim?
记者表示很赞同他的建议，问他的游泳生涯有没有遇到过障碍。
Oh man, there's definitely been times where I thought to myself, like, you know, like, I don't think this is for me. It is a lot. It's very time consuming.
Andy 说他也想过放弃。因为游泳占用的时间很多，在高中时每周要训练20个小时，高中本来学业负担就很重，但是他还是做出了继续练习的决定。
I really like my coach. I think I made some great relations all the way, and overall, I'm very glad I decided to stick with it.
他很喜欢队友们和教练。回顾一下，他觉得自己的决定是正确的。
So are there any goals you want to accomplish in the next 2 years?
记者又问他以后的目标。安迪说去年是他在大学游泳队的第一年，但因为疫情显得很特别。他在原来的俱乐部游了6-7年，所以来到大学的游泳队是一种截然不同的体验。他想继续提高速度，参加一些冠军赛。他也想在游泳队里交一些朋友。
College is definitely a time where people sort of branch out, discover new things. And I think one of my goals, maybe not just for the next 2 years, but until I graduate, is to sort of figure out if there's like how deep the sport can really go, I guess. But I guess that's probably my long-term goal. My short-term goal for this year would just sort of be to, I guess, make Ivy League championships and hopefully NCAAs. But yeah, we'll see.
他在校期间想探索一下游泳领域未知的奥秘，短期目标是参加藤校的冠军赛。记者觉得他的目标很好，既包含短期可以实现的目标，也有长期理想。
So what do you believe is the greatest challenge facing athletes today?
记者想知道安迪觉得运动员们现在最大的困难是什么。
I think for myself at least, What I struggled most with was sort of this balance, right? Like you're a student athlete, but you're still a student first before an athlete. So
Andy 觉得自己最困难的一件事就是学业和体育的平衡， 用他自己的话说，我是学生运动员，但是第一个身份还是学生，所以必须保证学习有修。他觉得平衡很微妙，有时候也需要做出取舍。他觉得找到正确的生活节奏是作为一位学生运动员最难的一部分，但是也觉得自己的未来收益是值得努力去获取的。
So what is the biggest impact coronavirus had on athletes? And...
记者想知道疫情对他运动的影响。
I think obviously online school was very different, to say the least. Some people liked it, some people didn't. I'm personally impartial to it.
Andy 觉得今年的教学因为在线上，所以与往年的相比有较大的差异。他说自己并不太在意这样的教学方式，并且觉得在线教学每天能节省大约一个小时的时间。他在线上课时，原来乘车的一个小时就可以用来吃饭、睡觉，所以不会浪费掉。
During the pandemic, I would sort of just wake up, go to my computer, and like, that's a commute time of like 30 seconds, so.
他笑着说，在疫情期间，每天上课通勤的起点站是床，终点站是电脑，总共用时30秒。不利的方面是他的训练次数大约减半，运动成绩有了一些下降。记者说自己有个朋友，和 Andy 原来一样，都是 St. Francis 高中的学生，也觉得疫情避免了堵车的时间是件好事。
Being in person and like being able to see your friends, being able to see teachers in person definitely has its benefits. But that being said, like online school also has its benefits as well. And I think maybe, I guess in the future, hopefully like a hybrid option would like work best. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Andy 说每天多出了一个小时很方便，但是也觉得实体学习时和朋友老师们天天见面的确有好处。他个人觉得要是在未来有一种合二为一的教学方式就更好了。记者问 Andy 有没有一些在疫情期间的趣事要给大家分享一下。Andy 说因为疫情期间的可支配时间多了起来，他可以更轻松地平衡游泳和学业，同时他也加强了健身和体能训练，因为游泳训练的次数少了。他说没有什么有趣的事，但是强调了应变能力的重要性，特别是在多变的现代。
Past year and a half have really shown us that things can change pretty fast, and if you can adapt to this changing environment, I guess you'll be a bit ahead of the curve.
应变力强一点就可以快点适应新环境，就可以多一些时间从事兴趣爱好。游泳教会了他自强不息，也让他懂得了充分利用时间。
And hiking is a really good hobby to have, and I know a lot of friends that found new hobbies during COVID, so I guess that's one positive aspect of the coronavirus. So what does your daily routine look like?
记者提出他很多的朋友也在疫情期间有了新的爱好。他想知道安迪每一天都做些什么。安迪说因为游泳训练，一周里的每一天都不太相同。
It sort of depends on day to day. I pretty much have three routines.
周一和周三一样，周二和周四一样，周五到周日可以一并算作周末。他每周一最忙，早上7点到9点有游泳训练，练习前吃一点食物，练习后再吃早饭，休息一会儿开始学习。11:40到2:10之间上课，回宿舍之后他会休整一下开始做作业。4:10到6点又有一堂课，吃完晚饭后直到睡觉前他都会写作业。
青少年之声
Voice of Youth。
大家好，欢迎来到青少年之声。
Hi everyone, welcome to Voice of Youth.
咱们的主持人是 Harry 和 John.
I'm Heng Yang.
And I'm John.
这次采访的对象是 Andy 黄，是正在哥伦比亚大学经济学系就读的特长学生，游泳运动员。记者表示 Andy 的一天非常充实，也说自己虽然有每日计划， 但是有时候也遵守不了。记者换一个话题，问安迪有没有崇拜的运动员。
Going from mundane day to day to completely abstract, is there an athlete that you look up to?
Andy 说在队里有很多学业和游泳都非常优秀的人，一般都是大学三四年级的学生。
Those are the people where I feel like they really shine because they're also like, well, they're juniors and seniors, so they sort of figured out their rhythm. They figured out like what's like what works best for them, what sort of studying habits works best for them, how they train best.
安迪表示，他们已经摸索出了适合自己的学习和训练方式，甚至精细到了每天应该摄取什么样的营养。
I think I look up to them because they sort of feel it feels like they have like everything figured out, and I'm still trying to like scramble and like try to like adapt to new things. And they're like, oh, yeah, I just kind of do my own thing. I think that's also pretty admirable.
安迪非常欣赏他们，觉得他们不管什么事情都已经掌握。但是他自己还在探索。
But there's also like very elite athletes, like professional athletes that I look up to. Caleb Dressel is one of them. He's a very famous sprinter.
在职业运动员里，安迪最欣赏打破了多个游泳世界纪录的运动员德莱索。
I think what I respect most about him is his mindset and his work ethic. I think he's one of the hardest workers that I've heard of. I've heard lots of stories about him. But from what I can tell, he's a very hard worker and he's very focused on his goals.
尤其喜欢他的努力和心态，觉得他非常认真。Andy 举了个例子，在2021年的奥运会中，有很多运动员因为各种原因发挥的不是很好，但是德莱索依旧有很大的成功。
Sounds like you can really get inspired by other athletes. What is the best part about competing?
记者又问 Andy最喜欢比赛的哪个环节？
I think for me, I'm naturally a bit competitive. So my favorite part about swimming is being able to interact with my teammates and racing. So race days, I always look forward to. I really like racing, especially kind of competitions and stuff.
Andy 说自己比较爱比拼，最喜欢的就是比赛本身。
I guess competition sort of forces you to become a better version of yourself.
他觉得比赛迫使自己变得更好。他如果看到别人游得好，他就会研究对方的动作，并且采用更好的方式。如果在比赛中没发挥好，他就会反思，想象以后怎么更好的练习。
I guess the main takeaway is to not try to dwell on the past too much.
他觉得不能把太多心思放在过去，不该怀疑自己的能力，以免影响下一场比赛。
I think it's important to keep your head up, look forward, and I guess not let your past races get to you.
比赛后应该反思一下，但是反思之后就应该挺胸昂头，期待未来。
Just in case any aspiring athletes are listening, what fruit, foods and drinks do you eat that help you stay energized for swimming?
记者又问起了 Andy 作为运动员的饮食习惯。
My personal favorite, especially before practice, is either an energy bar, like a Clif bar, or a banana. Those are both good things to sort of grab and go. I would either like eat on the way to practice.
Andy 说他在赛前喜欢吃一个能量棒或者是一根香蕉，一般在路上吃。他有时候也会带着密封袋装的苹果泥。他提出应该充分摄取高品质卡路里。说虽然吃快餐很省时间，但是获得足够的营养也很重要。
I think making sure you get the right nutrition at the right time as well is pretty important. Especially after practices, I try to drink chocolate milk. Chocolate milk is great for after practice because it helps you recover as protein, as sugar.
练习后，他一般会喝富含蛋白质和糖分的巧克力奶。他说练习后不应该吃太多的甜食。但是应该多吃蛋白质。
Try to avoid junk food, and I personally like spacing my meals out a bit. So instead of having like a few big meals throughout the day, I would have like four, maybe even five like smaller meals, and just like eat snacks in between. But again, that's sort of just what works for me. Everyone's different. I think also figuring out what works best for you is also part of the process.
他建议人们应该探索适合自己的饮食，不吃垃圾食品。他每天少食多餐，吃四五顿简单的饭菜。
Sounds like you have a lot of ways to keep yourself up and working the best. How does being an athlete improve people, not just physically, but also personality-wise?
记者问安迪，觉得体育训练对性格有什么样的塑造？
For me, I think I learned to talk to people through swimming because I'm pretty introverted, but through swimming, like you sort of get to know people, you get to know your teammates, you get to know, I guess like the group under you, the group above you, you sort of learn to make new friends. There's sort of a camaraderie there.
Andy 觉得练体育使他更加外向，在练习游泳时逐渐熟悉身边的队友，有很多说话的机会。
You learn to get along with people. You get used to working with people. You get used to being around people and talking with them. I think I learned to socialize, I guess, as weird as that sounds, but I think that's very much true. I also, again, I think discipline was one of the biggest things I learned, you know.
此外，有很多同学知道他是游泳运动员，经常会在见到他时有一些交流。
You learn to get along with people. You get used to working with people. You get used to being around people and talking with them. I think I learned to socialize, I guess, as weird as that sounds, but I think that's very much true. I also, again, I think discipline was one of the biggest things I learned, you know.
总而言之，他渐渐地开始喜欢与他人沟通。他也觉得游泳让他的生活有了更多的规范和磨练。四点半起床，五点多开始训练是非常困难的事。如果没有这些练习，Andy 觉得他现在绝不会有这么强的意志力。
You learn to get along with people. You get used to working with people. You get used to being around people and talking with them. I think I learned to socialize, I guess, as weird as that sounds, but I think that's very much true. I also, again, I think discipline was one of the biggest things I learned, you know. I think I would never be as disciplined as I am now if I had never had like someone pushing me, like something to push me.To be disciplined, to get in the schedule, to really sort of like figure my stuff out.
Andy 说，大部分体育运动都能带来社交方面的好处，运动员们要好好利用。
Now moving beyond kind of the scope of sports, if you could change anything in the world, what would that be?
记者问了 Andy 一个与体育无关的问题：如果可以改变世界上任何一件事，他会改变什么？
Man, that's a big question. I've thought about this a lot of times, and I'm still not too sure about like what I can say as an answer, because obviously you can say like there's always like the theory like, oh yeah, I would end world hunger, I would stop global warming, but like in my opinion, I feel like these are only temporary changes.
Andy 说自己想过这个问题，但还是没有确切的想法。他觉得让人人都吃饱，或者停止全球变暖。都是非常好的事，但是都只是暂时的解决方案。
The real changes that need to be made are with like people's mindsets, are with like, with how people think about these things, right? Yeah, like, I guess like to make people more conscious of each other, you know. So, I don't know. If I could do one thing, I think it would be to sort of make everyone live a bit more selflessly. I think that would be beneficial.
他觉得人们的心态需要改变。最后，他说想让大家变得更无私一些。
Yeah, we're just making these one-time changes would not do much in the long term. So, thank you so much for joining us in this interview, Andy. We really appreciate your time and the insight you have given us. I'm sure everything can help inspire everyone who hears your ideas.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks.
记者也觉得心态是最重要的问题。采访到此结束。记者们非常感谢安迪安排出时间接受采访，希望他的话能鼓励大家。
青少年之声
Voice of Youth
青少年之声是由硅谷的高中生采访制作，反映社区生活的节目。